Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A new airport opens in Haiti at a critical time. A ministry partner gives us a picture of what's happening. Then, music plants the seeds of the gospel in Namibia. It's a story you won't want to miss. We'll begin today in Haiti, where an airport in the southwestern part of the country opened last week for international flights. Now, this good news comes a year after a massive jailbreak sharply escalated gang violence in Port-au-Prince. Storley and Kate Michelle serve with Radio TV for VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio based in northern Haiti. Storley says candidly that what Haiti needs is the Lord.
Because as I mentioned earlier, part of the problem, if it's not the main problem, is a spiritual problem.
Heart change comes only through him.
So really, it needs to start with a change of heart that will bring the keyword love, love for people, love for life, love for the country, and that will start changing how people make decisions in the political sphere.
The Michels explain that outside of Port-au-Prince, life looks fairly normal for most of the country. Although daily living costs have skyrocketed, Kate says believers pray full of faith.
They are calling on God for their daily needs. It's that faith of believers where they're being crushed and persecuted and pressed in on every side, and they are not giving up.
Ask God to bind up evil in Haiti. Pray for protection and provision as 4VEH staff broadcast gospel hope to fellow Haitians. Learn the prayer points and the full story at our website. Next, sometimes the secret to success is working smarter, not harder. Door International's Rob Myers describes a persistent challenge in deaf ministry.
There are still a lot of deaf communities out there almost fully unreached with the gospel.
Take Bangladesh, for example.
Bangladesh is estimated to have several million deaf people within the country, but less than 100 believers.
Requests for new work are pouring in faster than the director of Door's church planting program can meet them. So, Door is exporting its training. Instead of gathering workers together and training them on the field, Door is making a 16-month video curriculum that can be accessed online from any location.
As more deaf missionaries become available on the field, we can meet the needs and demands for evangelism and discipleship in these communities.
Door models its curriculum after the work of deaf missionaries in a secure location in Asia.
They learned the local sign language. They began sharing the gospel. And within 2 years, there were local indigenous leaders coming alongside these deaf missionaries.
Within 5 years,
those local leaders had taken over the work completely, and these missionaries were able to go back to their own home countries.
Door needs your help to finish the work. We'll connect you online at missionnews.org. And finally, that's the sound of gospel music in Dimba, a language spoken by the Himba people group in Namibia. The songs, along with about 35 Bible stories, are available on solar-powered audio players. Michael Carty with Megavoice says he'll never forget the first time a local pastor played the sound for village kids.
As he turned it on and they heard for the first time a gospel story in their heart language, the creation story from Genesis, the children were just absolutely dumbfounded. They were so excited, they got up and started dancing.
Nomadic herders, Himba parents send out children and cows every spring to follow the way of growing grass. Now, the Word of God can go with them. And as the units travel, Scripture stays behind.
As a village listens to a Megavoice unit, they memorize everything that they hear, and they say, we no longer need that, and so they'll pass it on to another village.
Pray that the Himba people will come to Christ by hearing His Word, and pray for Megavoice as it continues to distribute audio players.
Somewhere out in the Kalahari Desert, you can actually stop by a village and hear the gospel in the Himba language.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.